Western Cape Local Government and Environmental Affairs MEC, Anton Bredell, says though the 48-hour mark is approaching since the collapse of a multi-story building under construction in George, search and rescue operations will continue. Speaking to Herald Live reporter Sipoka Zimnyobe, Bredell said a possible move to a recovery phase will be determined on Thursday morning.
We're on the site. We've met with the disaster personnel, the search and rescue teams this morning, to just strategize for the day. It was obviously a long night. The last person we took out alive was 20 past one last this morning. It was a woman, and she gave us certain information. Look, since the beginning of this operation, we must understand every hour counts, and the search and rescue teams understand this, but it's a dangerous site, so we must also keep them safe. So yes, after 48 hours, but international standards also speaks to 3 days. So we will make that call to go over into a recovery case tomorrow morning. For today and tonight still, it will be search and rescue operations, and that's why, although we don't have contact with people, they're still out. And we've decided to move the operations to the back of the site because currently we don't have communication with anybody. The 11 people we had communication with, we managed to get them out last night. So they moved it to the back of the site because there's staircases, and we hope that there's a vacuum under the staircases, which we will find people alive.
By 3 p.m. on Wednesday afternoon, the George local municipality confirmed figures remained unchanged.
Good day, my name is Ndobeko Mangwenwe. I'm the George municipality's senior communications officer. The George municipality confirms that the figures remain unchanged at this point at 3 p.m. On Wednesday, the 8th of May. 36 patients have been retrieved. 7 have unfortunately passed away. 16 are in critical condition. 6 are in a life-threatening situation with injuries, and 7 have sustained minor injuries. A total of 39 of the initial 75 workers on site remain unaccounted for at present. In the light of the exhaustive rescue operations and high physical stress endured by the multidisciplinary emergency personnel working tirelessly at the Victoria Street building collapse site, volunteers have stepped in to provide essential support.
Speaking to Herald Live reporter Brandon Null, George resident Nicolene Smith, a volunteer at the disaster site, said they are keeping hope alive despite being exhausted.
We decided all to help, especially me, because I grew up here. I was born here, and the people of George are very close to our hearts. We're a very close community. And I want to say thanks to the public that's helping us with food donations, water. You guys are great. The senior is very traumatizing. The people here are getting tired, the medical teams, the search and rescue, the dogs, everybody here is getting tired, but we are keeping strong, we're keeping faith, and we believe that today we will find the other people that's missing.
This is a developing story. Reporting 4 Times Live, I am Demi Buzo.